And I'm your host, Sean Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining me today. I do appreciate it very much. And it's actually a very nice day outside today, even though it looks sort of gray and gloomy, but it actually is a very beautiful day outside. So if you've not been out and about, do it before the sun sets. And enjoy, because we've got a little colder weather coming in this weekend. Jim Dennison joining us now, as he has the last few weeks as well. Jim, welcome back. Rush to Reason. How are you?
Hey, John, I'm so glad to be back on with you. Thanks for the privilege.
I appreciate it. Before we get started, give folks the URL, the website where they can go find out more about you.
Yeah, thanks, my friend. DennisonForum.org, DENISON. Forum, FORUM.org.
All right, let's talk a little bit religious liberties, because we can see that even from the day of inauguration forward, literally we are seeing an attack. I believe we're seeing an attack on them almost, Jim. I know I might be exaggerating in saying this, but it just almost seems like moment by moment we're just waiting for the next shoe to drop.
That's how it feels, John. In fact, I'm writing an article in a couple days about Facebook and Twitter recently censoring Christian speech in the context of LGBTQ issues. We're seeing a place now where it's considered hateful speech to speak biblical morality, not just to use hateful language, which obviously Christians shouldn't use, but simply speaking biblical morality by itself is thought to be hateful and offensive. And we're at a place now where we're going to have to pay the price of our convictions to speak the truth in love.
You know, and that even, switches over. I had a conversation before the show today with some individuals about, the transgender topic and these transgender men that have now turned to women, that are playing women's sports, that really, in a way, Jim, is not in a way, it really is upsetting the apple cart when it comes to female sports. And I can't believe that even the feminists of the world actually enjoy this. In fact, I'll tell you firsthand, they do not. So I don't know, Jim, where these folks are headed and what's going on, but we've got to get things uprighted.
We really do, and that's a place where I actually have some hope, John, oddly enough. When I say to you that I think abortion is wrong, you might say to me, well, I agree, but I have no right to impose my beliefs on others. Well, that's because you're perhaps not considering an abortion, or your girlfriend, your wife is not. Well, but if you have a daughter that might be showering next to a biological male in seventh grade, or might have to wrestle against a biological male, or might lose an athletic scholarship because she's losing a track meet to a biological male. Now all at once this becomes personal, and it's on that level that I think people are going to start seeing that ideology makes a difference in everyday life.
It really does. And, again, I had that conversation before the show today, Jim, just talking about this very subject, and not doing it in a mean way, but really just trying to explain to a young lady that, wait a minute, time out, this pronoun nonsense, and that's really what I called it. I said, this business of people telling you what you should be calling someone despite who they really are, I said, this is basically putting beliefs in front of facts. And I told this particular individual, Jim, that anytime we start putting beliefs in front of facts, we're in trouble.
And that's where we are. We're at a place now where the post-truth culture has decided truth is whatever I say it is, and I have no right to force my beliefs on you, and vice versa. Well, again, I'll let you do that if what we're talking about feels subjective, or if it's your religious beliefs as opposed to my religious beliefs. But when we're talking about biology, when we're talking about anatomy, when we're talking about people being injured in rugby games or being injured in wrestling matches, now we're talking about reality that doesn't feel so subjective anymore. And now we're beginning to see the ultimate downside, the ultimate consequence of deciding truth as personal, individual, and subjective. It becomes very objective when it's you that's in the wrestling match, when it's your daughter who's in the shower, and that's what's starting to happen.
That's right. When it's your daughter, your granddaughter, your niece, I mean, we can go down the list here, Jim, of how this really does start to affect, individual families, plural. I say not singular, but plural, because this really does start to affect a lot of different things. And as I explained to this young, because I think at first this young person I was talking to was sort of thinking, why does all this matter? But when I brought up the maybe this will affect a future of a particular lady who was very good and at the top of her game in, let's say, track, able to run around the track faster than any other girl out there, and who probably had a really good chance at winning a maybe full ride scholarship someplace, all of a sudden gets beat and comes in third because two male transgenders run faster than her.
And that's where we are. We're actually seeing.
And that's happened, by the way. That's why I use that as an example.
Yeah. Saw a story about two transgender females. I guess they would say, who won 15, I think it was, track events in recent competitions. They had been middling runners on the male side. They were obviously superior on the female side, and they're not only winning all the meets, so winning the possibility of scholarships and all that comes down the way. And then we're going to think about same-gender relief shelters. We're going to right. think about places where they simply don't have the ability to protect individuals. You're talking about dressing rooms, not to mention prisons. And the possibilities of sexual abuse that can occur there, it really runs the gamut. And we start realizing the truth matters when it's you.
Boy, you know, well said, Jim. And I mean that sincerely. I mean, when it starts coming down, I liked your abortion early on, because a lot of folks, when they're not directly affected by it, which I believe they are anyways, but when they don't think they're directly affected by it, don't have the same opinion on a topic until it really does come home to roost.
And that's where we are now. And that's where we begin to realize that God's word is perennially true, because human nature doesn't change. We're still dealing with the same issues, the same fears we always have. God doesn't change. We don't change. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we don't have to make the Bible relevant. We just have to show people its abiding relevance and show people that Jesus is still the answer to the greatest needs of our hearts and lives. And we have a right to say that in a culture that says truth is personal, individual. Well, that's my personal and individual truth. Well, let me show you its objective relevance in your life today.
Yeah, and I think what you just said there is exactly right. There's so much of this that, well, and I played a clip in the first hour talking about, you know, ideas and how the idea of communism gets permeated, and then they use force, of course, to make communism happen, because there's no way that would ever be allowed to happen naturally, Jim. It's just not human nature even to allow that to happen. And the reality is the only way to get that done is through force. But it really does start with this idea, and we're having that same effect right now, that same problem, I should say, in the United States of America right now, to whereas this idea of socialism, this Democrat socialism, which, by the way, there's no such thing. Socialism, in my opinion, is just a soft form of communism. But that's what's permeating the culture right now.
If they could go with me to Cuba, I've been down to Cuba 10 times, they would see the ultimate consequence of a classless society is the idea that ultimately everybody is oppressed on the same level. Everybody's struggling to find food. Everybody's working three jobs.
Well, real quick, I want to interrupt you because you're correct, other than not everybody, because the upper echelons in that system get everything while everybody else suffers. Let's not forget that.
That's where I was going. That's where I was going, except for the government leaders that live in the mansions. Everybody else is oppressed by the very small number of people that claim there's no classless society, when actually it's their class that's oppressing everybody.
That's right.
That's the ultimate consequence of Marxism, Leninism, and socialism.
And Jim, we're seeing that play out even right now. We've got AOC running around telling everybody that, you know, we should all be equal. There needs to be a, you know, higher minimum wage. And by the way, all doing that while wearing a $1,500 dress that none of her constituents could afford.
And at that point, we really want to hold our leaders and ourselves to biblical accountability, don't we? I want to be able to say to you what I'm doing in my life. I want to back up my words with my actions. I want to show people I love Jesus by loving you. If I don't do that, then at the end of the day, we really do open ourselves to question, whether it's Governor Newsom in California that's eating in a restaurant after he tells people not to eat in the restaurant and so forth. Really, our lives had to back up our words. And when they do, then people see Jesus in us, and they'll be attracted to the Christ that changes our lives.
Yeah, and I want to make sure I say something too, Jim. I want to add to what I said about AOC a moment ago. Honestly, I personally don't have any issues with what somebody wears and how much they spend on it. Just don't be telling everyone else what they should be doing along the same lines. That's where I have a problem. It's this, like you said a moment ago, it's, you know, do as I say, not as I do.
I have a good friend, Ken Needham, a blind Christian singer and songwriter, has a line in one of his songs where he says, "Don't tell me I have a friend in Jesus until you show me I have a friend in you."
Mm-hmm.
I need to live what I say and call other people to live what they say as well. And when we have that kind of biblical accountability, that rising tide raises all boats.
Sure does. Jim, again, what's the website folks can find you?
DennisInform.org. Always a privilege to be on with you, John.
Jim, I enjoy it. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again here soon.
Look forward to it.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much. And again, you can find Jim on his website. And again, it's Dennison. It's one N, DennisInForum.org. So DINISON forum.org. We'll come right back. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next, folks. And as we head through the rest of winter, yes, we still have more winter. And yes, we may even have a little winter coming in this weekend. As we have winter, and we will, you need tires. You need a vehicle that's maintained. The better you maintain it, the more money you save. That's how vehicle works. And I know because I've done that my entire life. So go to Extreme Auto Repair. They'd love to help you out with all of your vehicle needs. KLZradio.com or 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't normally let their customers drive loaner vehicles to California, but they do keep their promises. It was right before Thanksgiving, and they had promised a customer he'd have his minivan back in time for his upcoming road trip. But they ran into an unexpected issue and had to order a new part, which wasn't going to arrive in time. He needed to get going, and they still had his car taken apart back in their service bays. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker had a quick discussion to figure out how they could still keep their promise. Fortunately, they happened to have a minivan available as a loaner vehicle at the time, so they decided to tell him to take it on his trip. They didn't charge him for mileage, and they made sure he was fully covered so he didn't need to worry. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will always do what they say. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promise is kept.
Franktown Firearms is next. And folks, if you want to buy a gun, maybe you own a bunch of them, or you've never owned one and you want to basically get in and know how to shoot and know how to handle a firearm, and frankly, it needs to go in that order. Know how to handle one before buying one. All of that can happen at Franktown Firearms. I am not someone that believes you just go buy a gun to buy a gun. I think that's stupid. That's like buying a car and never knowing how to drive. If you're going to buy a gun, know how to use it prior. They can train you and help you with it all, again, at Franktown Firearms. Find them at klzradio.com or 720-770-7777.
Make your gun your own at Franktown Firearms, one of the only shooting ranges with full-service gunsmithing on site. The team at Franktown Firearms now has multiple gunsmiths on staff, so you can stop by their gunsmithing department at the back of the store 7 days a week for anything from cleaning to bore sighting, scope mounting, and everything in between. Because Franktown Firearms offers full-service gunsmithing on site, they can take care of any issues with your firearm in-house. Oftentimes, people send their firearm off to the manufacturer for repairs. You could wait up to 180 days just for the manufacturer to look at your gun. Recently, a client of Franktown Firearms noticed an issue with her revolver right out of the box. The team at Franktown repaired it and got the gun back to her shortly because they handled the repairs on site. If your gun needs to be sent off for any reason, the team at Franktown will be happy to send it on your behalf. Ask about gunsmithing now at klzradio.com/franktown.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Richard will join us here at the 4:30 mark. We'll talk a little Super Bowl, shift gears up just a little bit. But I really wanted to continue on with some of what we talked about during the first hour. In fact, Charlie, you know, said, hey, we should just talk about this maybe in a whole separate show or separate segment or whatever the case may be. And I'd love to get your thoughts on this. Lines are open 303-477-5600. But the left, yes, the left, is now turning patriot into a dirty word. I left that last hour really talking about our sponsors, the fact they're all patriots and the fact that they all believe in the cause and what we're doing and they want to help promote it, and that's why they're here. And I've heard them say that firsthand. So it's not just that they want you to come in and do business with them so they can make money, which, by the way, is the ultimate goal, no denying that, but they also want to help the cause. And I know a lot of them are really in this for the long haul, so I do appreciate it when you use them and you know, talk about us at the same time. I could throw any name out there of anybody we've got as an advertiser, from Dr. Julie to Rolly Purifoy. And I know a lot of you think, wait a minute, Dr. Julie, patriot, most doctors aren't. Yes, she is very much a patriot. In fact, I will tell you, as a solid patriot as I've ever seen. And again, it's just a commonality when you go in and see her, and that's what you get when you use those sponsors here at Rush to Reason. Now, Charlie was right. I use that word. I use it in a positive way. I look at that and think, you know, what does a patriot mean? Somebody that loves their country. Somebody's willing to die for their country. Somebody's willing to stand up to the wrong that's being done in their country. Somebody that's willing to stand up against those who would say otherwise. To me, that's a patriot. Not somebody that, in this case, is storming the Capitol in horns and acting ridiculous. No, I'm not talking about that patriot. I'm talking about those individuals that are willing to stand up and correct the wrong that is done. And I realize there's folks that think those folks on Capitol were doing just that. We've had discussions here at Rush to Reason before about that. I'll leave that for another time. I don't agree, by the way. I think there's other ways right now to do it. If it ever gets to that point where that's what we have to do, yes, I'm in. But no, folks, we're not at that point. But Charlie's right. The left is trying to take the word patriot and make it a dirty word, which, by the way, is what they always do. They always twist things around. You know, they can pretty much screw up any good word and turn it into something that it's not. At one point in time, liberalism was actually something that you want to have liberal thoughts. You wanted to be able to think for yourselves. You wanted to be able to do things that were out of the box. Well, they screwed that up. Progressive. At one point, we all wanted to be progressive. You know, learn to think forward, move forward, do things differently. Be progressive. Well, that's not what that means anymore. Not to me, anyways. To be progressive means you want this country to go from what it is today to pure communism. That, to me, is what progressive means. So when you hear the word patriot and the other side attacks it and really, in a way, tears it down, just remember what I just said a moment ago, that that's one of their end goals. It goes back to the audio or the audio from the video from Turning Point USA I played during the first hour in regards to how they indoctrinate and change thinking to then basically get their agenda move forward. And if you don't believe me, Joe sent me this over the weekend. The New York State Department of Education is seeking a waiver from the federal government that would permit them to dispense with the federally mandated standardized educational achievement testing this year for grades 3-8. These are Joe's words, by the way. He's always a little more eloquent than I am. If you thought the request was being made out of concerns for students and teacher safety during the pandemic, you would be wrong. A spokesperson for the State Board of Education today stated that the reason the waiver was being requested was that it wouldn't be fair to compare test results among groups of students, some of whom had continued to receive in-person classroom instruction, some of whom had only done virtual classes, and others who had participated in a hybrid testing model. This is Joe saying again, what astounded me about her logic was that if there ever was a time when standardized tested was extremely important, it's now. It's vitally important to understand the differences in effectivenesses, if any, among those various teaching models. Why does the New York State Department of Education not want to know this and assuming that the vaccine program, it's no longer a vaccine, by the way, gene therapy, puts an end to the current pandemic by the start of next school year, will there ever be another opportunity to gauge the differences in effectiveness between these three teaching models? He says, am I the only one who thinks the New York State Department of Education is being run by idiots? No, Joe, I would agree with you. And yes, they're run by idiots. And yes, if there was ever a time to do standardized testing to determine which one of these ways works, here's what I think may very well happen and why they don't want this to happen. I've been saying for years on this program that our education system in this country needs a complete overhaul. Complete overhaul. How should it look? I'll say it depends. And what I mean by that is I think it depends on the kid. I think some kids do very well with remote learning. I think some do poorly at remote learning. I think some need to have that, you know, that whip cracked all day long by a teacher standing in front. Others can be just fine on their own. Some might even excel on their own. You might see some kids that are doing this on their own that could do 2 or 3 grade levels in a year. No, folks, that's not outlandish. It can happen. It has. I've seen it. I've been involved in it. So, yes, it can happen. This business of teaching everybody at the same time in the same way is archaic at best. It really is. It's like that definition of insanity where you just keep doing the same thing over and over again but expecting a different result, which, by the way, I think that's misquoted all the time, and they say Einstein said that. I don't think Einstein ever said that. I think he's misquoted there, but it does make sense. When we think we can keep doing something the same way and yet expecting a different result, which is our education system in this country today, we're insane. So, yeah, I'm with Joe. If there's ever a time to do standardized testing to determine which way works best, it's now. And I am one You guys know me. I know I take a lot of heat even from Christians at times. Our complete system needs to be dismantled, reassembled, done very quickly, have system whereby there is student and parent choice on where kids can actually go to school. We need a voucher system nationwide where you can pick exactly where you want your kid to go to school. You decide, let there be competition, and let the best school win. That's how this should work. And by the way, that best school might be a really great online program whereby your kid gets even one-on-one tutoring, not in a class setting, but one-on-one tutoring that help them through a particular subject more so than they would even get in brick and mortar. So folks, we have technology at our disposal to make this work far better than it does now. But I believe we won't because of a lot of the things that we've talked about today in regards to how you indoctrinate kids and put a set of ideas into them that, by the way, my mode would never let happen. My methods would never let that happen. The only way you can achieve a mass brainwashing in this country through our education system is by making sure everybody does it the same way. Folks, if you don't believe me on that and you think I'm crazy, I challenge you to prove me wrong. There is no other way to brainwash an entire society of students and have them learn at their own pace. You have to have them in the same setting on a daily basis in a controlled environment whereby you can tell them exactly what they should believe every single day. In my opinion, that's why we will not see our education system change anytime soon. Even though we could pull data out of what's going on right now and prove that some of these kids could do a better job at home on their own. Some won't. I understand that. But some may. But because of who's in charge, i.e. teachers, union, and Democrats, that will never happen because they will want to make sure that every kid, you know, we want to teach to the lowest level of student, not the highest level of student. That's my opinion of how we do things in our public education system. Again, prove me wrong. Tell me that's not what we do. Tell me that we do not put our classrooms and even the curriculum out that doesn't lower things to the point where the lowest students can then achieve what's needed, but the high, you know, the high-end students don't get what they need. And in some cases may never find what they need. Wouldn't we rather have students that can really excel at something do so? Find their passion, find their dream, and then go do it? And by the way, make some money at the same time. By the way, this is exactly what the left doesn't want. They do not want innovative thinking. They do not want people going out on their own. They hate small business for the same reasons I just said. And I've got more stories to share along those lines as we go through the program, maybe even with Andy tomorrow. Folks, again, prove me wrong. I'm not. Now, can I go out and cite any particular study or go cite any particular, document out there that says what I just said is true? No, I think common sense would tell you what I just said is true. Go look around. Go talk to any teachers unions, school boards. Tell me I'm wrong. Again, folks, I'm not an educator, not by a long shot. I'm a businessman, actually. But I can tell you right now, because of that, we do education in this country completely backwards of what should be. Purefire Chevrolet is coming up next. Where it's not backwards when it comes to buying a car, by the way, is Purefire Chevrolet. They will work with you, decide what car you need, your budget, what fits that, and off you go. It's really that simple. There's not a lot of monkeying around back and forth. Just go buy your car. New or used, they've got you covered. New Chevrolet products, used vehicles as well, all out in Fort Lupton, 303-659-8311 or purefirechevrolet.com.
If you haven't walked through the Chevrolet showroom at Purifoy, it's a really fun experience. There's a guest book at the entrance and you look through there. It's actually become sort of a vacation destination for Chevrolet enthusiasts who've come from other countries just to walk around and look at these gorgeous cars and purchase a vehicle. You know, you think of Fort Lupton as a small town and it does have that small town personable feel, but the facilities at Purifoy Chevrolet are really stunning.
You know, I've had the chance to spend time with Rolly Purifoy and he's such a genuine man. He is willing to do anything at that dealership. And in fact, we have seen him doing anything, washing windows, cleaning a floor, redoing the whole Corvette showroom. That's just who he is. He's a guy that is not afraid to get his hands dirty, to do the work. He's more of a servant leader than he is the leader that says, you got to go do this. So that makes me want to buy a car at Purefoy Chevrolet, and that should make you want to buy a car there too.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
All right, folks. I heard also from Dave Hart today from RoofMax that if you've got a roof you want inspected, he'll do that for free. And by the way, he can find and fix roof leaks and do repairs at the same time, which honestly, I didn't know till today. So not only can he rejuvenate your roof, but if you've got a few places that need repaired, maybe a shingle or two before he actually does his rejuvenation, or you just want something fixed, he can do that for you as well. So again, free roof inspection. Call Dave today, RoofMax, and he can work in any degree weather above about 40 degrees as far as his product is concerned. So give Dave a call today, 303-710-6916.
Roof Max in South Aurora keeps your roof going strong with roof rejuvenation. Modern asphalt shingles are manufactured with less oil than they used to be, so they dry out sooner, leaving them brittle and unable to expand and contract with the extreme temperature swings. Especially here on the Front Range, where your roof handles high elevation sun, UV exposure, and severe spring and summertime storms, along with more than twice the national average snowfall, your shingles wear out even faster. Roof rejuvenation with Roof Max could save you up to 85%. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to three applications every 5 years, Roof Max could help your roof last 15 years longer. Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it. Call Dave Hart with Roof Max in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916.
All right, we'll get our Monday Mortgage Minute update here in just a few minutes from Kurt Rogers. In the meantime, though, if there's anything you need when it comes to a mortgage and even how to, you know, capitalize on what's going on right now and make more money, Kurt can help you with that. And it's really that simple. 720-895-0500. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage. Again, Kurt Rogers, 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, my son Richard's going to join us here in just a minute. Before that, though, Melissa from Adams County wants to join us. Melissa, welcome. How are you?
I'm just doing fine. And I just, as you're talking about education and unions and such, I just wanted to share an experience.
Sure.
Like about 5 years, I'm an RN. And about 5 years ago, I was invited to work in a high school to teach certified nursing assistants. You have to have an RN over the program, and it's, you know, state regulated, that sort of thing.
Okay.
The primary teacher was not an RN, and she'd been there many, many years. I went in stunned, in a sense, because they don't ask Social Security numbers of any of the students. And you have to have a Social Security in order to take the state test to be certified as a nursing assistant. Well, we're teaching class to a lot of people who can't even certify. So anyway, it's taxpayer funded. It's minimal expense. If you paid for it on your own, it'd be over $1,000, but they pay $200, blah, blah, blah. The point is, I saw so many things that were wrong that could be improved, because I'd done this for years, And I approached the vice principal over the program, and I said, you know, I see this, 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 and this. And she was stunned to find out you had to have a Social Security number. That was unbelievable. But needless to say, in my long story here, the reason they would not allow for the changes to be made to make the program better was because the gal that was, in a sense, below me teaching would have to cut her hours. And what would she do?
Oh, boy.
She needs a job.
Oh, boy. There you go. Real answer.
Yep, there's the real answer.
Yep.
I just wanted to share.
No, it's perfect. It just goes right along with what I said earlier. And Melissa, we really are in need of an overhaul right now of the whole education system in the country.
Absolutely. It's ridiculous. If the taxpayers knew or really cared how their money was wasted, I think they'd be up in arms. But they put their heads in the sand, I guess. I don't know.
I don't get it either, Melissa. I mean, I get a statement on the taxes I owe for all the different properties that I have. And what amazes me is as I look through that statement, by and large, the number one item I'm paying for, probably 80% of all those taxes I'm writing a check for, go for the very thing you just said.
Yep.
I don't understand why people don't pay more attention to that.
I don't know. I guess it's the education.
I guess so. They don't know how to read the numbers on the form, I guess. I don't know.
I guess. Well, anyway, thank you.
Thank you,
I
Melissa.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Richard Rush joining us now. Richard, what I just said, I cannot reiterate enough, and I think you and I have talked about this plenty over the years as well, and it hasn't been that long ago that you've been in the education end of things, and again, the way we do it right now, it's just it's lunacy the way we do things.
Well, it absolutely is, and so for some of your listeners, obviously we grew up in a private school. You publicized that. You prioritized that for us. For a variety of reasons, and I'm sure people can email you kind of off the show as to why.
Right.
And folks, especially if you are a conservative Christian these days, whatever your thoughts are on a public school or not, and trust me, I've got friends, family that had rough goes at private schools, right? As far as whether it be bullying or the administration or teachers or whatever it might be. What I would say though is 1,000 times over that, or most of the time, I should say 998 times out of the 1,000, you're going to be sending your kids to private for a variety of reasons, like you mentioned. And Dad, you and I talked about this a couple weeks ago, which is if we as conservatives could get our message on track to folks as to why we advocate for school choice. And here's the deal, folks. We don't necessarily advocate for private schools over public schools. Because, by the way, if you don't know, Go look at a politician, conservative or Democrat, but especially the Democrats. And as much as they will talk up public schools and public institutions, where are they sending their kids?
Yeah, great point.
Very, very swanky private schools, right?
Yeah,
and there's
great question.
A reason for that. So all these teachers' unions better call this. Look, again, as we've always said, Dad, right? This speaks in every area of life. Actions speak way louder than words, and especially in that case. So again, folks, go look at that. If you're ever curious, and not necessarily, lots of it is publicly verifiable information because you can look at news articles or whatever it might be. Because a lot of these people are proud of it, right? I think Newsom, in California, sends his kids, to a private school or something like that. But anyway, I go back to say, we as conservatives do a poor job because we are school choice advocates. Guess what? We just want the money to follow the kid. That's all that it is. We don't necessarily want to take away money from public schools. Or take away money from private schools, or whatever it might be.
No, the only thing I want is for public schools to spend it more wisely than they currently do. As I look at my tax bill year after year, and I see exactly what I'm paying for, and yet, you and I, we interview people on a regular basis to come to work and so on, and yet I look at the talent pool of individuals that we've got. And by the way, folks, the talent pool doesn't change whether you're interviewing coming out of college or high school, frankly, and I mean that sincerely. In most cases, there's not a lot of difference. So, Richard, I just want more bang for the buck. That's all.
And I think that's totally, again, as a taxpayer.
As an employer, I want more bang for the buck.
Correct. I think it's a very valid reason. And again, as conservatives, folks, and I've had conversations with people who aren't necessarily conservative. They may identify as liberal, and you just say, hey, what if I told you that, sending your kid, you could have the option to send your kid to a private school, right? Because most of them think, well, that's too expensive, right? Too much, whatever it might be. Well, here's the deal, folks. It's we just want the money that you are sending to send your kids to wherever it is, you know, whatever public school is within your district. We just want that money to follow that kid. So if you wanted to put little Johnny in the public school down the road, because maybe, Dad, if we get enough competition, that public school really is really great, and it's better than any private school in the area, then absolutely, you know, all for it. We're just saying, why should, you know, what school A get all of the money for my tax dollars, my property taxes, right? Mm-hmm. Why should they get all the money without, like you say, me having a say in it? Because really, we don't get a say, which is just the total lunacy as far as tax paying goes. You would think that we should have some semblance of, all right, this is how we need to do things. This is where you should be spending your money or not be spending your money or whatever it might be. And trust me, folks, I've seen government waste. I've seen it firsthand. Yep. We've talked about it many times here on this program. It's not just in the military. It's not just in politicians. It's in your schools. And by the way, this is not to say and not to knock public schools, public school teachers, teachers in general, because I know that a lot of teachers do fork out of pocket and fork over lots of money, public and private, to support their students. I totally get that. All we're saying is it shouldn't have to happen. It happens on the private side.
No, there's plenty. There is plenty of money going into every school district out there that is, you know, they're all publicly funded through property tax. The reality is they are very much funded correctly. What they do with the money is the real issue. And, folks, I'm just going to challenge you, and I think Richard would agree with me on this. It's amazing to me. Richard said it earlier. How many conservative, even conservative Christians, still choose to send their kid to public school when they've got other choices, whether that be some parochial school, a private Christian school, or even homeschooling? The reality is they do have choices. And Richard, I guess I would ask the question, if the, you know, 75 million individuals out there that voted for Trump put their money where their mouth in when it where mouth was where it comes to education, we'd have a different outcome on education.
Well, you'd have a different outcome on education. You'd have a different outcome on voting. Because, folks, again, you've talked about this, Dad, I know, especially with Andy, as far as where have we failed as Republicans. Well, messaging is one of them, right?
Right.
This is a prime example.
Yes, it is.
If you just simply explain this, because the left construes this as, no, you want to take funding away.
You hate public schools. That's what they say.
Exactly. You hate the public school. You think the public school kid is a poor student and they're a screw up and all these other things, when that's not remotely the case. It's teachers' unions that have screwed up the public school system way more than any student ever has, or even an administration, Dad. And you've seen it because you're seeing it in Chicago and New York. You're talking about Joe and the situations that's happening in these places where you've had incidences of people trying to open schools up and school districts up, and then teachers saying, no, it's not safe. But really, it's not the teachers. It's the teachers' union.
Right.
Saying this stuff. So, and I, obviously people can kind of sense the rising of my voice because it is a big deal.
It really is. And again, you're right. We don't message that. Andy talks about it all the time. We don't message that correctly. We make it sound like we're against public schools. And what I am, folks, is not against anyone. What I am for is raising the level of intelligence we have in this country at every aspect possible. I do not want to encourage or continue with the dumbing down of America, which, by the way, we've been doing for far too long. I want to have excellence in education. I want to raise what kids are learning as they're there. And frankly, I don't care who does it, public or private. What I want, Richard, is competition, because competition breeds excellence. The reason why the public schools get by with what they get by with is because there's no competition for them.
And what I would say, Dad, is well, here's an example, right? In a public school versus private school, you know, public school is going to just teach you one side, right? They're going to teach you evolution. They're going to teach you, you know, that women can be men and men become women, and, you know, you're not sure who you are, you can be gender fluid, all this other stuff. Here's the deal. In a conservative school, in my school, or as I should say, as a Christian school, they didn't necessarily do this perfectly. But, for example, one of my Bible classes, Dad, I had to go and prove that Jesus, our Lord and Savior, was a lunatic, right? Mm-hmm. There were three categories, Lord, lunatic, or liar.
Right.
And it tried you because it's like, man, you're actually diving into something that's like, this is obviously everything that goes against everything I've ever believed, but it actually strengthens your faith because you understand where the other arguments are coming from. The same can be said for politics. If we don't know where these people are coming from, where liberals and Democrats or people in the middle are coming from, how can we expect to argue our side, right? And this, and like you just said, we don't need to make kids dumber. We need to make them smarter. And as Christians and conservatives, the way we make them smarter is, you know, what does the Lord say, right? That be of the world, or he says, be in the world, not of the world.
Correct.
Or vice versa. You know, but basically, again,
be in the world, not of the world, folks.
Correct. But we don't necessarily need to be of it. And so, again, all of this to say, yes, educate kids correctly and smartly, and we don't have these problems. But like you said, that unfortunately, and I've seen friends or post during this pandemic from friends and colleagues, whatever. So here's the last thing I'll say, and I know we got to run to break. If you look at how many private schools were shut down during COVID versus how many public, or maybe your kid went to a public school, hasn't been able to be in the classroom a majority of the time, and you are frustrated beyond belief, put your money where your mouth is and figure out how to change this system around. Because everyone can agree on this one thing. Our education system is screwed up. And the only way to fix it, Dad, like you said, is get politicians in there who understand and demand change. Because guess what? They changed it in New Hampshire, right?
Yep.
They've changed it there to allow for school choice. There's no reason we can't change it here.
I fully agree. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Again, this is my son, Richard. And stay tuned. Geno's Auto Service is up next, folks. And if you want to have somebody top-notch working on your vehicle and, you know, making your vehicle last as long as possible, which, by the way, if we do things correctly as owners, you can make a vehicle now last 300,000 miles plus with not too much difficulty if the right people are working on your vehicle. Geno's Auto Service can do that for you. Geno's with a J, 303-794-6700.
Start the new year right by taking advantage of Geno's Napa Legend and AAA Premium Battery Sale. Did you know car batteries typically last just 3 to 5 years? There is no reason to get stuck with a bad battery when you can stop in at Geno's for a free battery check. And while you're there, you can take advantage of Geno's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle, looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Geno's is also having a sale on genuine Napa starters and alternators. We are big believers in catching problems before they start, which is why we do our best to make your life easier by offering loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't miss a beat this year. Geno's is continuing to service Larry's Automotive customers through Napa Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done before Larry's closed. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bulls and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Sharon says, "Love this company. They have gone above and beyond to respond to our copier and service needs for the past 10 years. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Shifting gears just ever so slightly here as we do from time to time talk about new cars, and we do that because, A, I believe it helps all of you listening sort of know what's out there, what to drive. Y'all know me, I'm a car guy. I do my drive radio program on Saturdays as well. And, yes, we carry some of that into what we do here, and I think it helps me even when it comes to some of the environmental things and transportation things we talk about. I also want to state that even though we may talk about new cars at times, don't forget Purefoy Chevrolet, who can handle all of your new Chevrolet products. But a lot of the vehicles we talk about, and, Richard, you know this, will become used in the not-too-distant future. And so a lot of these vehicles that we talk about will be used. And again, if you want to get a used vehicle from Purefoy Chevrolet, they can handle that for you. So again, we're not saying, you know, go buy this new vehicle tomorrow. We understand a lot of you will wait a couple of years until these vehicles are used. Use somebody like Purefoy Chevrolet to actually make that happen. But in the meantime, Richard, I know we need to talk about the one of the vehicles you just drove here recently. What is it?
On the used car side of things, again, folks, we're not just doing reviews just for the new cars for right now. We're doing them for, you can, again, check on our podcast, wherever you might be. You can always just remember this or call us or ask us, send us an email, whatever it might be, just to know, you know, what that vehicle was. But the one that we just recently drove, Dad, was a 2021 Toyota Camry. And, you know, they redesigned this, Dad, back in, what was that, I think 2018. Does that sound about
right? Sounds about right.
And so they really did a fantastic job back then, and so there really hasn't been a whole lot of changes as far as that goes. But the biggest change for this year is it's a new all-wheel drive model.
Right.
And so that's been nice, and I actually think they kind of came out with a little bit last year, but we got another model this year, which was nice because we obviously had a little bit of snow a few weeks ago here when we did have this vehicle, and it works great, right? The all-wheel drive is nice. In sedans, again, front-wheel drive here in Colorado, it's fine, right? Most of you don't have an issue with that, and you can get around just fine. But obviously for those bigger snows that we can get here on occasion, they certainly do help, and it's a nice nice feature to have. But this has got the four-cylinder engine in it, Dad, and it works really, really well. It's got a nice look and styling to it. That's one of the things.
I think so, too. I agree.
It was big for me. So we had this I don't know the exact color. It was kind of like this. Not a dark blue, but a
really
nice,
pretty
pearly blue. Had a blacked out roof, which was really cool on it, and just had some really unique styling. I think it had a quad exhaust, if I'm not mistaken, quad or dual exhaust, which was really, really great. And honestly, just overall, a really nice vehicle. And it was the XSE, which isn't quite the top of the line, Dad, but it's pretty close to it. It's kind of the middle mid grade there. And it worked really, really well. And like I say, that's the all-wheel drive is available with the four-cylinder. I don't think they offer it in the six-cylinder, which isn't a huge concern, but just something to note if you are looking to get that V6 in there. That's kind of the options as far as availability goes. 206 horsepower. It's got a sport-tuned suspension, a nice gloss black grille, and then it's got some metallic trim and such on it, which works really, really well. I'll be honest, folks. The Camry is the Camry is the Camry. I think, Dad, we talked about this. It essentially could be its own car, its own car company.
Could be its own car line. Exactly. They've sold enough Camrys, produced and sold enough Camrys over the years. Each year, literally, it outsells so many other brands that are out there. It could literally be a car brand.
Yes, and there is a reason for it. It is reliable. You just mentioned your cars are very easily going 300,000 miles these days. Again, folks, with Toyota, it's more of the same, right?
Yep.
You as long as you think and do the oil changes on these things, and I guess occasionally change some timing belts and some other things, the car's probably going to go 500,000 miles without you having to mess with anything on it. And so works really well, works fantastic. Got all the driver aids that you could imagine. They work well, as far as the frontal collision warning and your backup camera. And I even think on some of the higher-end models, they've got the surround view camera system on it, which works well. It's peppy. I'll be honest, Dad, I wish it was – I wish they kind of tuned it a little bit differently here at our altitude, would be a little bit nicer. But for what it is, it works well. It's a fun car to drive. And again, it's sporty. And so if you're looking for a car right there around $30,000, which is right where this one was, I think the Camrys top out close to that 40 range, just depending on how stuff
works.
Yeah,
and I want to real quick say something, too, that you can get a V6. You've got to change the actual trim model to do that. You're correct on what you said.
Exactly. I apologize. Yes. But I think the all-wheel drive, if you're looking for the all-wheel drive,
probably right. Yes,
they
yes.
They only have that available in the four-cylinder, which,
great
again,
point.
Isn't a bad thing. And here in Colorado, you may really, really want it. If not, I believe they're front-wheel drive, which works, phenomenally well as is. So, again, folks, if you're interested, head to your local Toyota dealer. Get in it. Test drive it. Dealerships are still open, even with all this COVID craziness going on. And if you do that, let them know that Richard and John Rush from Drive Radio sent you.
All right, perfect. Richard, thank you very much. I'll let you go. Mark's got a question real quick. Mark, what's going on today, sir?
Hey, John. This is Mark. I trust your opinion and value it. We could very similar. Hey, I want to know what you think. I was in a Lyft, and this guy was probably pushing 70, who puts me up, and his mask isn't even remotely over his nose and probably barely over his mouth. So do you think I'm crazy? Because I contacted Lyft and told him.
That's your call. I mean, I wouldn't do it because, frankly, I could really care less whether the guy is wearing it or not. And he's probably, in his defense, he's probably driving all day, tired of wearing the thing. I mean, again, we've entered into a whole nother level of lunacy with these masks.
Well, I mean, this is close quarters.
I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. I'm just being honest, Mark. I really don't care.
No, I appreciate it.
I really don't care. I mean, I know there's everybody out there's a little different. Some people really care. I'm just one where one of the first – I mean, I've had several people that have come through to do different things you know, at the house. I've actually toured some houses. You know, one of the first things I do is I look at somebody and say, you know, if you're comfortable with that one, I am. We go without masks, we do just fine. And Mark, I've been doing that since the beginning of COVID, and I'm fine. So I don't worry about it. Sure. To me, personally speaking, I think the masks are more of a hindrance and are doing more to hurt us than help us. That's my opinion. But
okay,
you got to do what you got to do. That's your call.
Yep. All right, man.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, and I can't make that decision. I appreciate the call, though, Mark, very much. And I do know that policies are policies, but hey, you got to do what you think is best on that end of things. Bruce Simmons is next, folks. If you want to know more about a reverse mortgage, he is our guy. 303-467-7821.
Bruce Simmons makes a potentially complicated loan program easy to understand. Reverse mortgages make a lot more sense when you see how the numbers apply to you. KLZ's Bruce Simmons explains the most confusing aspects of a reverse mortgage in simple language so that you not only understand the loan yourself, but you can also explain the basics to other interested parties. Most likely, you want to involve your financial planner and maybe some of your family members in the decision-making process. For every client, Bruce Simmons creates a personalized video that you can share with your kids, parents, financial advisor, or the skeptical neighbor who still thinks the bank will take your house. He'll show you how a reverse mortgage could enable you to tap into a portion of the value of your home, providing a source of guaranteed tax-free income for as long as you live in the house. Find Bruce Simmons of American Liberty Mortgage now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Yeah, all right. Real quick, just to recap, you know, Mark, and love you. Appreciate your call, by the way. But, you know, again, when it comes to something like that, you got to do what you got to do. Again, I'm not a huge issue for me one way or the other. I've met with numerous people, I've had meetings, do all sorts of things, barely wear a mask. I only wear one when I absolutely have to and really am forced to. I'll come back maybe at 5 o'clock and talk a little bit more about that. But personally, I would never call anybody over not wearing one because, frankly, I don't think any of us should be anymore. I think that day is done. I think the government's continuing to perpetuate this. Not me. I can tell you that right now. We'll be back. Hour 3 is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.